would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is Rejuvenate, Renew, Rebirth. And today's topic is Perfectly Imperfect. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. All righty, and I'd love to invite you to join me for our free weekly healing meditations. I host those every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time over on our Om Times Experts Learn It Live platform. I am now a spiritual teacher and I teach spiritual classes over on that platform. So I'm very excited to share some beautiful, amazing spiritual classes with you. So not only do I host the weekly free Thursday meditation, but I also am hosting a past life regression class. So that will be coming up actually next week, next Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it is recorded. So if you can't make our live class, you can always come in and watch and listen to the recording. And I am a past life regression therapist, if you will, a hypnotherapist, and I've been working with this for about 10 years now, and it is quite amazing. So if you're having any issues in your life, any blocks or interference to success, to joy, to romance, to happiness, you might want to explore past life regression, because past life regression can not only help you push through illnesses that your body's hanging on to. A lot of times you'll have an issue that's not diagnosed. The doctors can't find anything wrong with you. That is definitely a sign it could be a past life issue. So yeah, Sylvia Brown has a great book on lots and lots of testimonies of past life healings. And so I'm just thrilled to be able to offer this over on our Learn It Live platform. You can sign up for my classes at www.bit.do/Julie Geigel. All right, Metatron's ready. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibration and create a pure sacred space for our channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you here this day, speaking of your topic, Perfectly Imperfect. And we invite you now to take a nice deep breath, joining us in this pure sacred space of love, of light, of peace and harmony. And as you open to receive all that you are, all the gifts that you've brought here in this incarnation, it allows you to expand on a deeper level, allowing you to remember, to recall who you are and why you came here. Those things which you might view as imperfections or flaws in your physical makeup, are all by design. Who you are is no accident. It is like a beautiful piece of art, and the artist is chiseling out the design. And within the piece of wood or stone that the artist is working with lies magnificence and glory. And as the artist works day by day, carving out his design with patience, with trust, the ultimate final work eventually reveals itself. And the artist steps back in awe as the magnificence is revealed. You are much like a piece of work that has yet to be discovered, yet to be revealed. So trust and know that there are no flaws, there are no imperfections, things you do or don't do, things you say or don't say, are all by design. You created a beautiful contract before you came into this physical being. As you relax, as you remain present within your day, opening up to this beautiful love vortex, all that you came here to experience will be revealed. The harder you try, the more that you push or force, the more resistance you might find. But as you relax your soul, as you breathe into the present, It allows a beautiful expansion to move through your physical being and align with all that you came here to be. So we invite you to let go of your attachments, your expectations of wanting things to be a certain way, or expecting things from others, and continually feeling disappointed or let down. Throw caution to the wind and exist in this breath, in this moment, for in this moment is your glory. In this moment is eternal love, infinite gratitude, and endless bliss. Place your hand on your heart, open to receive the gifts of this moment, open to the idea that you are perfection. There is nothing you need to change or do or complete. You are not broken. Your entire life has been created with purpose, with passion, with love. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and we invite you to join us on air live with your questions or comments at 1-202-570-7057. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at JulieGeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to MediumSusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at LoriWalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. It's wonderful to be back again, and I look forward to this morning's message. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, a master teacher from the Akashic Records. I am a professional psychic medium, and although I live in the Los Angeles area, I do readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. I not only communicate with the spiritual realms, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection with those on Earth, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including their past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State. I'll be back again in Western New York from May 15th to the 29th, and I'll be holding a mediumship demonstration in Williamsville on May 16th. Julie and I will be doing an online mediumship demonstration on May 11th, and everyone, of course, is welcome. Just check out either of our websites for more information. I also do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to being a psychic medium full-time, and more details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And don't forget, folks, we are accepting calls, and the number to call in for that is 202-570-7057. So let me switch gears now as I ask Jacob to step forward. Dear beautiful beings of light, we are most pleased to be with you today to experience this moment together. We see the strides each of you are making and acknowledge your efforts. Your planet is experiencing tumultuous times, and we feel the fear that many are embracing from your media forms. Some of these outcomes could affect us as well, but your race was given free will, and it is our deepest wish that those of you with the more evolved souls will be able to help continue to raise the bar for those who still may be at an earlier part of their own evolution. Today we have been asked to address the topic of perfection, and to do so we must first begin with the meaning of the word, for what is perfection? Most of you see perfection as being something that is without flaws. Think of four flawless, perfectly shaped geometric squares. Yes, perfection. And how very dull and boring. We are all connected, yes, that is very true, but we are also unique. So how could it even be a possibility for us to sit side by side like these perfect geometric squares? And more to the point, why would you want to? Each soul has experienced different things. So you all see things from a different angle. This is good and the way it should be to promote further evolution from within. Your media, too, sells its own idea of perfection, but it is an unrealistic and untrue version. It is pretend, and that means not real. So how can that even be perfection? Right now, at this exact moment, you are who and what you are meant to be, regardless of how old you are, the color of your eyes, the texture of your skin, the shape of your body, the amount of money in your pocket, or the prestige of your job. Not one of these outside forces, like where you live or the car you drive, define who you are or make you perfect. For all of these things are simply illusions to help you better learn things so your soul may then advance little by little. As you may have heard, yes, you live in the world, but that doesn't mean you must live of the world. Your world truly is a grand illusion. Live in this illusion, but you do not have to embrace it or make it your reality. For if you do, you will never find true contentment, for you will forever be striving toward the next Mercedes, wrinkle cream, Botox injection, dream job, or travel experience. These things have their own place to teach many lessons along the way, but they will not bring you the perfection which you seek. Only that can come from within. Each of you have your own unique inner beauty and light that shines in its own way. When you shed this humanly body, this light from within is what will make the unique being that you truly are. This light of divinity is how you will recognize one another, not by your designer clothes, flawless skin, or perfect mate. Those things do not exist, nor should they, for being clones of one another will teach nothing. Embrace these seemingly flawed aspects of yourself, for these are truly the aspects of yourself, the real self, that make up the real beauty of who you are. Stay away from those pretend periodicals in your world called magazines, whether showing how makeup should be worn or who wore it best. It is all about comparison. And how can one truly compare themselves to others with any form of accuracy when we are all so unique? This human suit so many of you connect to self is anything but self, the real self. This is one reason we have led our channeler, Susan, to delve so deeply into past life work. For it demonstrates on many levels that you are far more than your human body, and the things like weight, looks, prestige, and finances only feed the greedy little ego into believing it is superior. We have spent many segments speaking about the ego, and this is one more good example of how the ego likes to push its will forward and control the show. The challenge for you as light beings is to simply not buy into this reality and accept this word illusion of perfection. Being someone else's definition of beautiful or successful or smart does not make it true. It simply means you are attempting to alter the way you fit into someone else's definition. If they believe you are imperfect, then embrace that with all your heart and soul and focus on being perfectly imperfect. for only then will you be perfect, because you will be enveloping the true sense of who you are and the unique place from where you come from. Like your saying goes, be yourself, everyone else is taken. We understand you now live in a world that is connected through the internet, and unplugging yourself is not truly an option. However, you still have much control over what you choose to allow yourself to see, experience, and buy into. Cut out your cable box, for there is very little good that can be experienced on your televisions. Even when you are selective with those you choose to watch, those small pieces of propaganda filter in through those commercials, and these are especially poisonous for the young to experience. Your media promotes intentional feelings of unrest, disconnect, and frustration in order to sell products, most of which you simply do not need, nor would you even want if they were not constantly coming your way. So just as we have said to put down the magazines, we say likewise of your television, with all its news reports of fear and sensationalism. The truly unrealistic reality shows that focus about the need of keeping up with one another. This human experience is truly not a race. You come in and leave alone. That is not a race, but rather an experience. You should worry about keeping up with no one else but yourself. If you begin to learn to look within, you will see the futility of looking out and trying to glean happiness from these things which are truly an illusion. We love you and we see your real beauty. It emanates from your soul, the real you. When we see this, we wonder why you would want to compare yourselves with others. Never forget, when this occurs, this is coming from the ego, with its need to feel like it is faster, stronger, richer, better. But we ask you to stop and reflect when these feelings begin to bubble to the top. Allow them to ruminate and settle in deep within your soul. Sit with this feeling and your soul will find ways to remind you that the ego is not really who you are, nor who you want to be. Embrace these perceived human imperfections, for they are the glue that holds you together, makes you strong, promotes your sparkle, and is the special aspect of yourself that makes you unique. We are all smaller pieces of the universal divine source of all that is and all that will ever be. So we are all perfection in our different and flawed ways. This life is not a race, so perhaps it is time to lose that competitive edge and learn to focus more on helping others to the finish line rather than trying to speed by them to further feed your ego. Once again, we remind you the time is now to be the change. Thank you. This is Susan Schuller, channeling Jacob, master teacher of the Akashic Records. Up next is Lori Walker, channeling Rialta. Have a lovely week.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuller. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, psychic medium healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you, Susan Schuler, for the wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. My name's Lori Walker, and for the past 30 years, I've been a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and a nurse midwife. I've been delivering baby spirits into loving arms of families, and since becoming a spiritual medium and trans channel for the last 10 years, I consider myself now a midwife to spirit, bringing spirit to your family. Here on Angel Talk Tuesday, I'm blessed to channel Rialta from the angelic realm. Additionally, I offer private and group psychic and or mediumship readings. I'm a multidimensional healer. I do house clearings, relationship readings for partners and families with new babies, and enjoy doing public demonstrations of mediumship. I've been hosting spiritual development groups for many years now, and I'm a mentor to budding mediums. Additionally, I offer private spiritual counseling, and these services are offered in my hometown of San Clemente, California, or on Skype, FaceTime, or by phone. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer. I love to post inspirational quotes and upcoming events. You can check out my website, too, for your free gift of two different meditations. And that's at loriwalker.com. That's loriwalker.com. Also, I have a YouTube channel where you can learn more about me and also see a video of a group mediumship demonstration, which Susan and I recently did. And also, if you would like to have a private message from Rialta, you can schedule your opportunities to speak with an angel. And that's, again, at www.loriwalker.com. So now if you just give me a moment to blend with Rialta. Greetings, dear ones. We come to blend with you this day. For we wish to bring comfort, calm, patience, reassurance that all is well. All is well. In your current form, there is an impatience, a feeling that one must reach a destination, that there's a race of some sort, to become what one would perceive and judge as perfect. We say that this is only a perspective. One of perfection is only a perspective. For each step in your development is perfection. For the journey is part of the perfection. There is judgment in many minds about where one is on their path, whether it be in their spiritual journey or in their journey with regards to health, exercise, monetary gain, financial success, love life. Many have self-judgment regarding their path, where they consider themselves to be on their journey of development. We ask you, where are you on your path? We ask, do you judge yourself on your path, on your journey of development? We suggest to you to have comfort in knowing
that every soul is on an endless journey of development. Development. We say again, every soul is on their own journey of development versus their own journey to perfection. We ask you to consider this. We wish to offer ease to your self-evaluation or even your evaluation of someone else. Perhaps someone very close to you, a family member, a workmate. We ask you to have ease and comfort and compassion. For each has their own journey. There is no one and only way to travel the road of development. Consider this, for as the leaves of a tree are similar yet unique, the souls also similar and stem from the same source, but each are unique. From this family tree from which you arise, allow difference, accept similarities, accept uniqueness. Have you noticed that your differences give you uniqueness? Your differences make you unique? The subtleness in your nuances, the differences in your voice, the colors of your eyes, the way you walk, speech patterns, your compassion, understanding, even your anger, judgments, even the dark side of your personalities, that which you may not see as light or as the best attributes of your personality. These are what make you unique. We encourage you on your path, your development, but know this, there is no end to this development. There will be no final judgment of perfection. There will be no end or final destination. You are perfectly imperfect as you journey in your development. You are uniquely divine in your journey. Allow your uniqueness. We see that many of you hold yourself in comparison to others. This one has accomplished more, this one less. This one more evolved, this one less. We say that your observation of different paths is one of your developmental accomplishments. You have grown in your development, for being able to see the uniqueness in others is part of your development. We ask that you give yourself softness around this concept, ease around this concept of uniqueness. Allow each and every one of you to have a state of being, of a developmental stage in your growth, of becoming more and more like that which you call God. You are all on your path of development. Each of you have your own pace. You may take rest or pause, but you will proceed. Allow the uniqueness. We do encourage you, support you in your desire for self-growth, self-development. One area of your life may shine greater than the others at times. Perhaps you have put more attention on your health. Other times, perhaps your attention is on your family. Other times, your education, your nutrition, your spirituality, your friendships, relationships. Know this, that although your human experience may judge that there is not enough time to accomplish all of these things, Know that in reality, there is no end in time. You are on an eternal journey. Have peace in this. Have joy in this. Accept these moments where your attention is in one area. Have joy in this area of your life versus judgment. Create joy surrounding the place where you are in your developmental path. It has been said, stop and smell the roses. And we say, yes, enjoy the opportunities you have in your development. Enjoy the opportunities you have versus judging, criticizing. Give yourself peace, comfort, joy. Embrace the opportunities which you have. Whether great or small, they are all for you. For Source, God, does not judge the pace which you develop, but revels in your journey. Just as a parent revels in the development of their child, their speech, their development in walking, new experiences, all of these experiences are not judged by those who love them, but encouraged, supported, reveled in excitement for their opportunity. Love yourself as God loves you. Seize these opportunities as one of joy and progression, not perfection. Progression, not perfection, is what we ask you to consider. This perspective of thought is what we offer you this day. This is Lori Walker, and you can find me over at www.loriwalker.com. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion today on today's channeling, coming up in our next segment. Also, if you have any questions or comments about the messages today, or you're interested in a mini reading, please be sure to call us at 1-202-570-7057.
Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening. We are here on Om Times Radio every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard, 10 a.m. Eastern. And if you're in California, like my girls are, Lori and Susan, it is 7 a.m. Pacific Standard. And thank you, Lori, for those beautiful messages from Rialta. I just love your channeling voice, and Susan, too. It just is so beautiful to connect with such masters from the spiritual realm. And we're going to take some time this segment to discuss our messages that have come through. Don't forget, we are taking live calls. We would love to talk to you. So whether you have a comment about the channeling today or a question about your personal life, feel free to dial in at 1-202-570-7057. And we will be taking those calls. All right, so let's go ahead and start with Metatron. It feels like an eternity away. Susan, you want to help me out here?
Yes, absolutely. It's interesting. He touched on something that it was like, wow, I didn't think about that. Is when he's talking about the fact that, you know, when he's talking about our flaws and everything, and just that there is no accident that we have the flaws that we have, and that I speak for myself, I speak about like a weight problem, okay, that I've had my entire life. And I'm like, oh gosh, so I'm supposed to have this? And then, but it's interesting because then you think about your own specific, what you consider to be flaws. And it's like, wow, I guess I've learned that from that. And I've learned, so it just put it in a different, well, which is he often does. He puts things in different perspective for me. But just to think that the things that I've sort of asked for, and I know that my whole life, our whole life, we've sort of asked for certain things to be presented to us, but I've just never really considered that I asked for my specific flaws, you know? So that was kind of an epiphany.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I try to turn back the clock on my face, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, the older I get, the harder it is to keep up with it. It's, absolutely. You know, the losing weight. It's just like a constant struggle, a constant battle. And, you know, yeah, today the messages were really beautiful and really just, you know, helping you relax into this unfoldment of life. This is what we signed up for. Any thoughts, Lori?
You know, I agree. I hope I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, so I hope you guys can hear me. But I really enjoyed how the message about the harder you push, the more you experience resistance, that there are no flaws, that it also about if you relax, that you actually align with your predestined contract, or that what your design, your life design is. I thought they were just lovely words and a wonderful reminder about that we came with an intention. And even though we may not remember what that is right now, that it's there and it's being, it's being played out for us. And so we are on our path. It was beautiful. And that also that, I loved it whenever there was the message about your life has been created with passion and purpose and love. That was a nice, because sometimes we feel like it's not love, right? We're just like, oh, why is this all happening to me? Why are these things all happening? Jeez. But, you know, in my own life, I often think that it's like, oh, why am I being faced with this? But when I think about that message, it gives me great comfort to know that. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know one of the things when he was talking about the sculpture, and I remember watching something about an artist talking about his work and how he had said, I'm not doing anything. I'm just chipping away at the wood or the stone. The sculpture, the art in its perfection is in there. I'm just chipping away so that it may reveal itself. And it was like when Metatron was talking about that, it was like, oh yeah, that is just it. That's it. All right, well, let's shift over into Jacob. Susan shared some beautiful message from our master teacher, Jacob, from the Akasha. A few of the things that I highlighted right now at this exact moment: you are who and what you are supposed to be. And you know, just in the that voice and the timing of those words, it was just like really made me pause and be like, oh yeah, that's right. It's, you know, I don't need to change anything. I don't need to get rid of the wrinkles on my face. I don't need, you know, to walk an extra mile. I don't need to do anything because right now this is perfect. This is, I came here with this perfection. And then Jacob talked a lot about the illusions. Imperfections are illusions to help your soul advance. So when we can embrace the higher consciousness of imperfection, it completely changes everything. Any thoughts, Lori?
Yes, I agree. Whenever Jacob also said that perfection comes from within, and that it was ego-based, and that ego likes to control the show, and that not to buy into the social media, which has got all these things that are selling it. It's really for profit. The social media is, it's really to serve others. It's not to serve us, and we get caught up in that present reality that we're in. And so Jacob also reminded us that the ego really isn't who we are. And I thought that was a really great reminder, because we do get caught up in this, the drama of the social media and what it's selling us and makes us believe is reality when it's not. So I thought that
Absolutely.
Was great.
Susan?
You know, it's so funny. Living in Los Angeles and doing a channel on this is an unusual type of situation, just because if you've ever been to Los Angeles, for those people who are listening now, it's a big plastic city. I mean, it's just everybody's, I mean, it's the norm to see people drive by you with cloths on their face, and it's clear they've just had facelifts or their nose is done, or, you know, I mean, just you stand next to people in the coffee shop and they've got big bandages on their face. It's just normal. You don't even, like, notice it after a while. And because of that, we are striving for something that's not even real. And it's like we think we're supposed to look like this, but the people that look like that don't even look like that. You know, so it's this total illusion, and this, you know, it's almost comical if you step back and realize how we're all trying to. And I love the fact that, like, the race, you know what I mean, running this race. And it's like it's not a race. There's nothing that's going on that's making us – that should be making us feel like this is a race, but we're also competitive with one another. And like, I even see that with I heard one of my favorite spiritual teachers recently say this, that he has a really hard time looking at social media because he feels like he's so lacking success because he sees what all the other mediums are doing. And this is somebody at the top of his game. And I was like, wow. So even if you're at the top of your game, you feel that way. So wow. Things like that, I think, are really healthy and good for us to hear because it puts it in perspective.
Most definitely. All right. Well, let's take a look at some of the beautiful messages Rialta brought forth from our channel, Lori. And I just want to start with, you know, Rialta said right off the bat, we wish to bring comfort, calm, reassurance that all is well. And your differences give you uniqueness. So she talked about how sometimes we view our differences as imperfections, when actually from a spiritual perspective, they are not imperfections. It is what creates our unique thumbprint on this planet. And how boring would it be if, you know, we all were these Barbie doll carbon copies of each other. And she also pointed out that there is no end to this development. Mm-hmm. And there's no judgment of imperfection from the spiritual realm. And I loved one of the last things she said, a God does not judge the pace of your development, progression, not perfection. I mean, that was just like a big wow moment for me. Susan?
Yeah, we are honestly our own worst enemies. I mean, truly, if you can like back yourself, it's like you're so many steps ahead of the game. But the thing that really stuck out that I have to say that she was saying was, even your anger, judgments, and dark sides, these are what make you unique. Because especially as spiritual people, I think we try to hide our dark sides, the shadow side that, I mean, we all have, you know what I mean? Some of us, I feel like my shadow side's very pronounced a lot of the time. But because you're a spiritual person, you feel like you're supposed to kind of mask that. Whereas, I mean, she kind of brought it to light, like, this is okay. This is part of your development. This is who you are. So I enjoyed hearing that. That made me feel a little better.
Yep, absolutely. Lori?
Yeah, boy, when I was in it, sometimes I get deep, but I wanted to say that I also, Julie, when the final words, I think, were kind of an exclamation point for me as well, is that love, God doesn't judge your pace. Like you said, love yourself as God loves you. And then when they said, allow this beingness, this allow progression, not perfection, and that you're never done. So it's like, don't expect to be at the end. There is no end.
Beautiful messages today, girls. Thank you so much for joining in. So excited to have Lori here with us finally. All right, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.